everybody, this is Random Chatterings, episode 17.5. I'm Arlo Rodriguez. Today we'll be discussing the cult classic Earthbound for the Super Nintendo. Earthbound is a game where you play Ness, or whatever you name your character, and one night there's a meteorite that lands in your town, and you and a friend, who is not much of a friend, go to investigate what the meteorite's all about, to which you meet a bee who tells you the mission of the rest of the game, basically. Your first impressions of Earthbound is that you can't really see what is different about this game from any other RPG you've ever played. There's the usual RPG tropes, there's the four characters that are destined to save the world, there's the eight places or worlds you have to visit, artifacts you have to collect, the terrifying final boss at the end. What I didn't know or anticipate from Earthbound was just how personal the experience was. That you're exploring is your own world. It's a suburban area, it's a very familiar like neighborhood towns, and then you go into like the giant New York like city with the very intimidating looking skyscrapers. Everything's a bit stranger than what you'd expect. That imaginative spirit of just these are different enemies are gonna hurl at you and you just gotta deal with them. There's a few enemies, like there's like passerbys, like there's New Age hippie is an enemy, like there's gangsters are an enemy, cult members are an enemy, although they don't mention that they're cult members, they just say that they're happy people. And like barf is an enemy, UFOs are an enemy, like any enemy class you can think of is an enemy. And one of my favorite enemies is abstract art. You can fight abstract art. If you always had a problem with art, you can destroy it. You can say, I don't believe the hype at all, and I'm gonna teach you what... I don't know what I'm saying. Earthbound can also be a very unfair game in terms of the challenges. Basically dealing with one button the whole time, like in battle sequences. There's animations for some of the attacks, but you don't actually see the characters on the battlefield. You only see the enemy, and it's like right in front of you. And then there's like some more complicated mechanics, like at some point you have to start noticing that some enemies might have a shield that can block your psychic attacks, or that enemies can have a power shield that can block your physical attacks. And there's stuff like that, and it's kind of dispersed among the game, but it's not something you really need to worry about. Most of the time what you need to worry about is enemies that attack you multiple times and then they take out more damage. So make sure you build up on your health and make sure you have a lot of burgers and fries and just health in general. This is the first game that I've played in a very long time that reminded me of what it was like to be a kid. And since my childhood was a bit not as memorable as a lot of people's were, this is what I felt like it would have been to be a child in that age, because everything was a new experience. Because of how simplistic the designs of all the buildings are, there's something very mysterious about the whole place that you don't really know what to make of it. And even in the very beginning of the game, you start to notice how different everything is, because you get a partner whose name is Pokey, and you no spoilers, but you will hate Pokey by the end of your playthrough. Pokey, who says, I'm gonna go check out what the meteorite's all about, and I want you to come join me, because I'm big and tough and stuff. And then, when you're in a battle sequence, he just cowers behind you, or he just starts crying. He doesn't actually do moves or attacks. And it's like stuff like that you just gotta get used to in Earthbound, because the game will throw you like many different, very strange, like, absurdities that you just have to kind of roll with. It's a game that can make you feel at home, and yet like a stranger at the same time. You're constantly reminded that you're a child in a changing world. Your walking sprite is very, like, about 5% of the screen, and you're enveloped in all of these different kind of worlds, and you constantly have a face, like, and walking in the side, you have a smile on your face, but then looking forwards, you have a bit of trepidation, you have a little bit of fear. And then that's even emphasized with all the people you talk to, the NPCs, which are the non-playable characters, that are just the most unhelpful characters of any video game. They'll tell you things like, go away, little kid, like, why are you even doing here? I'm doing my own thing. The characters who aren't part of the narrative are egotistical and the most narcissistic characters you'll ever meet. But something about Earthman hit something within me that I really can't explain fully, just because of how visceral the experience was. And this was highlighted by the final boss, which, without saying anything, is one of the most disturbing experiences I've ever had in any medium of any kind, in art, movies. It's something that I needed time before I could finally do it. You start to realize as you play the game that you're not just playing to save the world. You're trying to preserve your childhood innocence, and while everything in the world is trying to take it away from you, some of the bosses even insult you before they even fight you. They tell you that you're not useless, but that you're just a little kid and that you just cry for your mommy. You can't do anything. And the artifacts that you find, they actually tell you, like a brief moment of your childhood, or maybe of just you being a baby. And that's the thing you're collecting, that's the thing that empowers you. The power within yourself is what pushes you to accomplish the goals in the game. Games haven't done it quite like Earthbound, that reminds you what it is to be a child, and even kind of gives you that childhood experiences that you may not have had, that might have been taken away from you by various means. And it's one of the most personal experiences I've had with any video game of any kind. And it felt satisfying, but it also felt like I was saying goodbye to an old friend when I did finish it. I had a really good time playing Earthbound, and though at times it can be a very frustrating game, I can't deny the effect that it had. Being able to recreate something that I didn't think could be recreated. The experience of being a child. And something like that can be very valuable as time goes on. Those are my thoughts on Earthbound for the Super Nintendo. This has been Random Chatterings. Thanks for listening.